very grateful to all of you for coming. Yadubar Prabhu was speaking about how important it is to unite on a higher principle without ulterior motives. When Srila Prabhupada asked us to cooperate together, considering the nature of Kali Yuga, it's a great challenge. I think I told you the story how some years ago in Italy, with a group of devotees, we decided to get completely away from everything of modern civilization. We walked for about an hour and a half through a forest. And one devotee, he had explored beforehand where there was a fantastic ancient cave. It was a big cave where all of us could fit. And it was a cave where, like 700-800 years ago, some Christian monks used to go and meditate and pray. And there was nothing around that cave except forest for about an hour walk. I was so inspired. I was giving a lecture about caves. Talking about how here we are completely separated from modern civilization. We are literally back in time. This is exactly how it was when the ancient rishis were living in the Himalayan jungles and caves. And as I was speaking, a cell phone went off. Cellular phone. It was the temple president of Rome. And it had this really strange sound. So we cannot escape these influences. When Srila Prabhupada asked us to cooperate in this age of Kali, it's a great challenge because it is the age that the predominant influence is quarrel and hypocrisy. We see these two qualities so widespread everywhere. The tendency to quarrel over insignificant issues. But then the nature of the mind that is not finding inner fulfillment is the tendency to make insignificant things seem so important. Things that are practically meaningless, we interpret to be so meaningful. Fights, arguments, divorce, wars, based over trifling things that are interpreted to be so important. As long as we do not focus our consciousness on a higher principles, they are important. At least they seem that way. If there's a little hill in front of your house and that's all you've ever seen, it seems gigantic. But if you look at the Himalayan mountains, then that little hill is insignificant because you've seen something greater. Krishna is great. Devotion is great. The satisfaction of bhakti is great. When we have some connection to that, some experience of that, then all of these little things, we see it for what it is. In other words, Maya means that which is not. Things that really have nothing to do with us, nothing to do with reality, obsess us, possess us, rule over us, and cause us to fight, to battle, to become envious, to become angry. Param drishva nivartate. We can only overcome these things when we experience something higher. That's the real solution. So there is a classic story in Srimad Bhagavatam about this, where something that actually apparently was very significant and important was later on to be seen for what it was. This is in the fourth canto, where Maharaj Prithu, he's a Shaktivesh avatar, in the role of a devotee, of course. Krishna tells in Gita, what leaders do, the followers naturally imbibe that spirit. Parents are leaders of the family. Teachers are leaders of their classroom. Friend leaders are leaders of their assembly of friends. Political leaders, leaders within the society, they may be sports figures or entertainers or politicians. Wherever there's a following, what the leader does is going to very seriously influence people. So Prithu appeared in a very extraordinary way. We're not going to go into details now. And practically immediately, the great sages and the Brahmins and the common people were glorifying him. And Prithu Maharaj was so honest and so humble. He said, I haven't done anything yet. Why are you glorifying me? They were doing it on the basis of his horoscope and the basis of people who were reading into the future. He said, you shouldn't glorify me. I haven't done anything. Let me do something, then you can speak if you want. This is something very important to understand. Ultimately, Krishna explains in Gita, ahankara, that, what is that? Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karamani sarvasha. That people who are bewildered by this false ego think themselves to be the doers of their activities. Actually, for a materialistic person, they're simply puppets of the modes of nature. The modes of nature is empowering us to do what we can do. And ultimately, mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Krishna's a controller of material nature. And for a devotee is empowered by Krishna directly or through his energies. So Prithu Maharaj, ultimately, even after he did so many wonderful things, he never took credit because he understood that it's not me doing. Krishna's the doer. If we do bad things, then we have to take responsibility for not following what Krishna's done. But still, it's the modes of nature that's, we're choosing to come under particular modes of nature to degrade us. Or we could choose to come under the influence or follow the dictations of the higher modes of nature and elevate us. Or we can choose to follow the direction of Krishna, coming through parampara, which liberate us. So we have the choice, but we're always influenced. So later on, Prithu Maharaj, for the sake of all of his citizens, he wanted to do 100 Aswamedha Yajnas. Now at that time, Indra, he had the world record. What was it, 99, or did he do 100? He did 100. So Indra had the world record of 100. And Prithu Maharaj was about to tie that record, and then he was about to break it. Now for Indra, this is a very serious problem, because he worked really hard to be the only person who had ever done 100 Aswamedha Yajnas in this universal creation timeline where he was living. And he considered this a major threat. And in every possible way, whatever the means, he had to protect his record. It was not only a record, but when you have a lot, the tendency is you fear losing what you have. And the more you have, the more you have to fear losing. Yes. It's like in this little room where the brahmacharis, they each have a little box. They have a lock on it. Most of them have a little lock. But if you go to the brahmachari ashram, you could just kick the lock and it'll open. Any thief, just one hit of a hammer, they open. They're not very security strong locks. If somebody emptied out their whole cupboard, I don't think any brahmachari would really care. just somebody who's a little tiny bit charitable could fill it back up again. So there's not much fear, because there's not much to be afraid of. The more we have, the more we fear losing. And the more we have, the tendency is, it doesn't have to be this way, we become attached. We become extremely immersed in identifying ourselves with those things. And that's very much what material life is about. We identify with things. Janasya moho yamaham mameti. We identify with, I am this body. That's the beginning. And then whatever is in relationship to this body is mine. My family. My occupation. My prestige. My house. My furniture. My computer. My technological instruments. For children, my toys. When I was a little boy, my mother had a slogan that she would often say. She would say, toys are poison. Because there were three sons. And there was always fighting over toys. And for her, this was just absolutely ridiculous. What toys? They're all such stupid things, these toys. But why are you fighting over them? She said, it's poison. But adults, they just have different types of toys and fight over them. They have nuclear bomb toys. Toys of buildings and factories, industries. It's all just toys. Child stuff playing for a self-realized soul who's actually grown up spiritually. When Srila Prabhupada first came to America, he often said the biggest problem in India is people are so attached to politics. That they think this is going to make a solution to the world. And therefore they don't care about spiritual life so much, or else it's just something in the background. So for Indra, he had, by performing this 100 Aswamedha yajnas, he had achieved so much. He had achieved the post of Indra. And he had achieved such immense wealth and immense power. So he naturally thought, if Prithu Maharaj can equal me or surpass me in doing those yajnas, then it must be because he wants what I have. This is a material conception. That the world is a mirror of our own mind. We often interpret according to the way we see. Prabhupada said, if you look through rose-colored glasses, everything looks rose-colored. If you look through yellow-colored glasses, everything's yellow-colored. So we are looking through our mind. The soul is looking to the world through the mind. And it's very much colored by our own envy, by our own passions, by our own arrogance and attachments. So Indra's seeing like this. This was a major threat, when actually Prithu Maharaj was just doing it for the welfare of all the citizens and for the pleasure of God. So he had to stop it. So each time he was sabotaging the yajnas, stealing the horses, and he was disguised. And every time they would try to catch him, he would disguise himself as a saintly person. And in this way, he was creating irreligion. He was creating terrible irreligion, doing serious damage to the whole universe just to protect his own egoistic record. He didn't want to be matched. And Prithu Maharaj, seeing how Indra was engaged in such irreligious, immoral, cheating activities, criminal activities, Prithu Maharaj was about to arrest him and punish him. At that time, Lord Brahma came and told Prithu Maharaj, Indra is a devotee. He is engaged in service to the Lord. And he's doing a very important service. It's a fact. He has a big ego. And it is a fact that he's very attached to his position and he's very attached to his prestige. And it is a fact that he engaged in miserable, immoral activities for the sake of protecting his own prestige. But still, he's a devotee. He's part and parcel of Krishna. He's serving Krishna. And so are you. You're also part and parcel of Krishna, and you're also a devotee. So instead of creating this antagonism with him, just let him have the record. Don't do any more yajnas. And keep things peaceful. Brahma was seeing the bigger picture. And Prithu Maharaj immediately accepted. All right, I will not do any more yajnas. Let Indra have his position. Let him have the record forever. So Vishnu came down. And when Vishnu came down, the Supreme Lord, he didn't say really, he more or less just chastised Indra. But he was very pleased with Prithu Maharaj. He was pleased with Prithu Maharaj because he gave up something that was not very important for a higher principle. Whereas Indra, he was engaging in immoral activities for a lower principle because he wasn't willing to adjust things according to a higher principle. And this is Krishna consciousness. Ultimately, Indra was very embarrassed by the situation because he saw how the Lord was so pleased with Prithu Maharaj. Krishna consciousness means to see everything in relation to the higher principle of pure devotional service, of what will please Krishna. Prabhupada said, you can show your love for me by how you cooperate in Krishna consciousness. To keep that higher principle is really a challenge. And it's actually the way we show our love. Love, to love someone in the spiritual sense, it's not based on how I want to love you. It's based on what do you want? That is love. It's not Prabhupada. I'm going to kick this devotee's face in every way I possibly can so that I can get ahead. That may be what you like. That may be what you think is showing love for Prabhupada because I can accomplish so much by doing that. But if it's not what Prabhupada wants, it's not love at all. It's just selfishness. So this is the challenge. How to cooperate in this age of Kali by adjusting every situation according to this higher principle of what it means to love Krishna, what it means to love the spiritual master, what it means to love the Vaishnavas. And these stories in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada explains that Shukadeva Goswami, he selected out of a vast history of the universe, he selected the most essential, important stories for the Srimad Bhagavatam that could reform one's character and bring one to the point of real prema bhakti, unalloyed love for God. You see, in matters of love, people don't really love you for what you accomplish. People might be impressed. People might be envious. People love you actually for your character. If you look among your friends, the people who you're most affectionate toward are people you love them because of their character, because of their goodness, not because of what they accomplished. And that's the way Krishna is. Prabhupada wanted us to accomplish things, but his books are all about building our character, a devotional character, because ultimately that's what Krishna sees. There are people who create unbelievable projects in this world for their own money or prestige. Prabhupada wasn't very impressed with that. But Yadu Bar Prabhu, you know, there's Hollywood films. Prabhupada wasn't very impressed necessarily with these big blockbuster Hollywood films, but he was very impressed with Yadubar Prabhu's little documentary and a Fairchild projector. Even if it was playing too slow. Because of his character. He was doing it as a humble, sincere offering for the upliftment of humanity in the service of God. Yes? And that's the way Krishna sees. So the real disease is selfishness. And the real cure is selfless service. And as devotees, we have to take to heart the sacred principle of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, everyone here today, which touches your heart and impresses you deeper? Indra's accomplishment of performing 100 successful Ashwamedha yajnas, or Prithu Maharaja's humility to accept the higher principle of cooperation, even if he would never touch the record? Which impresses you more? Well, you can say Hari Bol, and we'll take a vote. How many are most impressed and your hearts are really deeply touched and you're really inspired by Indra protecting his world record? Say Hari Bol. How many are very much impressed and inspired to mold your life after Prithu Maharaj, who he put aside his own personal achievement to show the principle of higher character? How many vote for Prithu Maharaj? Prithu! Be careful, because Indra's listening. But don't worry about it. It was a different Indra back then. So the Indra today is a different, it's a post. Indra's like president, right? It's a post. It's, every Manvantara, there's a different Indra, so don't worry about it. I'm sure even today's Indra will vote for Prithu Maharaj. So we shouldn't be so greedy to accomplish things if it is undermining the higher principle. We have to be very enthusiastic and very eager to accomplish wonderful things for Krishna, but always it must be with the focus of the higher principle. It always has to be harmonized with this higher principle of what will really please Krishna. And Krishna, we know what really pleases Krishna when we are not selfish, when we do not have ulterior motives, when we're actually in the spirit of the servant of the servant of the servant, and we're actually happy to see other people getting blessings and even doing better than us. That pleases Krishna. That's where real spiritual empowerment comes. And that's the spirit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to chant the holy name. We will now chant the holy names in that spirit.